The trial of two Canton police officers charged in the 2024 death of a man in custody has been postponed. Visiting Judge James Kimbler has rescheduled the reckless homicide trial of officers Bo Schoenagy and Camden Birch to April 20th at the request of the special prosecutor, who cited a scheduling conflict. It had been set to begin January 26th. The officers have pleaded not guilty in the death of 53-year-old Frank Tyson. A pretrial conference is set for April 7th. Defense attorneys did not object to the delay. Kimbler said Tyson's family did not object to the postponement. All residents at the House of Laredo Nursing Home in Canton are being relocated following investigations into serious safety violations. As of Wednesday, four residents remain at the facility on Harvard Avenue Northwest. Eight were moved Monday, and the last residents are expected to be relocated by Sunday. State officials alleged unmonitored kidney issues, improper medication records, and poor wound care. A court order also requires the home to stop accepting new residents and follow state and federal laws. The Hari Group, which took over the facility in 2025, declined to comment on the relocations or state actions. Revenue from recreational marijuana is hitting the books in Alliance, and it's being used to clean up city neighborhoods. On Tuesday, City Council passed legislation to create a host cannabis fund after receiving an initial payment of nearly $40,000. The money comes from Ohio's 10% excise tax generated by Consume Cannabis, the city's lone dispensary on West State Street. While additional checks will arrive monthly, council voted to earmark every penny for the city's demolition program. Lawmakers also passed an ordinance to contract with AECOM for emergency inspections and analysis of the dam at Walborn Reservoir with a cost of $250,000. Louisville City Council dealt with financial matters Tuesday night. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
A $2,562 change order to a contract providing electric service to the Aljansic Park restrooms by Commercial Construction of Canton received approval, as did a contract with AEP to provide an electrical service easement to a restroom and concession facility in Metzger Park. Council also learned that income tax revenues for 2025 totaled $6.7 million, an increase of 3.4% over 2024.
A man will spend the rest of his life in prison after an appeals court upheld his conviction for a double murder in Kent. The 11th District Court affirmed the sentence for 46-year-old DeJuan Wilson in October 2024. He was convicted in Portage County Common Police Court of aggravated murder for the shooting of 35-year-old Sharetta Frierson and causing the termination of her pregnancy. Police said the November 2023 slaying was the result of a domestic violence incident. The appellate judges rejected Wilson's challenge, ensuring he will remain behind bars without the possibility of parole. A woman accused of threatening to blow up Latonia High School has waived her right to a preliminary hearing. 36-year-old Aaron McGuire of Latonia appeared Wednesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. The case will now go to the grand jury on a charge of making terroristic threats. McGuire allegedly yelled the threat to two students outside the school January 13th. Police say she was upset over school bus route changes. McGuire posted a $20,000 bond and remains free, but is barred from any contact with Latonia school property. The charge carries a possible sentence of up to 11 years in prison. Three women accused of operating illegal massage parlors in Mahoning County have pleaded guilty and received probation. The pleas were entered Wednesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court following a year-long human trafficking investigation in Beaver and Springfield Townships. 54-year-old Exin Chang of Virginia was sentenced to 5 years probation after pleading guilty to conspiracy, promoting prostitution, and money laundering. 52-year-old Jenzi Gong of Poland and 55-year-old Man Rong Yu of New York each received 1 year of probation after pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges. The women were warned their convictions could result in deportation. Mahoning County commissioners have agreed with the Western Reserve Port Authority to demolish the former Eastern Gateway Community College building in downtown Youngstown and build a $60 million county government center. Demolition is set to begin this spring, with construction starting in early 2027 and completion expected by early the following year. The new center will consolidate county agencies, including Job and Family Services and the Board of Elections. Discussion continues on the future of the current Oak Hill Renaissance Place building. A Warren woman is sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. 28-year-old Shauna Mayfield pleaded guilty last week to charges including rape, sexual contact with an animal, and endangering children. She and her 37-year-old husband Justin were charged last year after investigators learned of abuse involving three children at their Waverly Avenue home. Justin Mayfield entered guilty pleas to 7 counts of rape and 1 count of disseminating obscene material to minors. He was sentenced to 40 years to life. The Ohio Department of Health says Insight Health System has surrendered its license to operate hospitals in Trumbull County. Insight Hospital and Medical Center Trumbull in Warren and Hillside Rehabilitation in Howland have not regularly accepted patients for about 9 months following inspection issues and building violations. The Michigan-based Insight shut down all county services in March 2025 and closed again in November after state citations. The Vindicator reports the system can apply for a new license if it meets all requirements. Local officials express concern about access to care, while Mercy Health says it is expanding services services to support Trumbull County residents. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.